in your coffee this week?
Fantasia Barrino and her lack of coins.
I'll tell you somebody who doesn't have a lack of coins, Taylor Swift.
And Lindsay Lohan with her epic excuse for a failed life.
And which friends are getting back together, if any at all?
RuPaul's Drag Race and the hashtag hell that is.
And which bar refused to serve Amanda Lepore a drink for free? How dare they? This is Frosty Flakes.
And Ari Kiki.
And you're listening to Coffee with Queens. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this week's edition of Coffee with Queens. My name is Frosty Flakes, and sitting in today, we have the one, the only, the former Queen of the Week herself, Miss Ari Kiki. Hi, Ari.
Hi, Frosty. It's been a few hours.
It's been a few hours.
Since I last saw you.
Since you last saw me. I was going to be like, a few hours since what, bitch?
Since I was Queen of the Week, I guess.
Queen of the Week.
Oh, maybe more than a few hours. Maybe a few months might be a better choice of words.
Well, I mean, if you look at it, everything in life is a few hours. I mean, Jesus Christ was only alive a few hours ago.
That's true.
If he existed.
At all.
I mean.
Rumor has it.
Oh, yeah. Adele said it.
Mm-hmm.
Or did she?
Mm.
Who knows? A few hours ago.
Yeah.
All right, Kiki, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, for those of you who don't know me, and it's if you're black, you probably do know who I am. I've had most of your nipples in my mouth. I am Ari Kiki, New York's Latin drag mess, 2-year running hot tranny mess at the Slammies, as well as best hole in the wall. So, you know, you never know. Dreams do come true for many people. I'm one of them. And I'm Crippo at the moment. I sprained my knee at my show, which is no longer running, so I'm not going to plug it. And
you can still plug it.
Well, I'm not. I'm not going to get paid for nothing. So, was that Barracudas? Fix Your Face is what I called it. The original working title was going to be .. drag show, but I'll save that for another venue, I guess.
I love it. .. drag show.
Question mark.
Can't forget
the question mark,
girl. Mm. You know, I don't think we announced it last week, but Sisters. It's coming to an end.
Is that so?
Sisters with Kitten with a Whip and Frosty Flakes on Monday nights at XS Lounge. It's finally coming to an end after 2 years and running. On May 13th is our final show, and we plan to, we're going to walk in and we're going to split everything up, like, because it's a custody battle. So I'm going to take, like, the left side of the room. Kitten's going to take the right side of the room.
You should have kept this and shouldn't reveal this.
Well, I mean, shit. I mean, the papers have been drawn up. I mean, like,
all right.
I'm just hoping that she signs them.
Yeah,
because
you know.
I get the DJ side.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Wisely played.
Yeah. Ooh, crazy. So if you're listening to this and you want to see the last epic sister show, it's on May 13th.
Now, will there be free pizza? That's what it used to bring me in. I'd bring a little bottle of adobo when I used to go there.
Oh my god, I totally forgot. Yeah, the free pizza is what started this whole shenanigans. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'll have to see if it's in our
budget. I'll just bring my own slice. Maybe that's the wiser thing to do.
Well, I think what we're going to do is maybe we'll just advertise free pizza, and then there won't be.
Yeah.
Because what are you going to do?
It
was a misprint.
You can't be mad.
You're going to threaten
not to... There's no rain checks.
You're going to threaten to come not to come back next week? We don't give a fuck.
I think that is a well done job on your part.
So, ladies and gentlemen,
as I like to say, well played, Queen.
Well played. At the final sister show, there will be pizza.
I tip my wig at you.
You tip your wig. You're so stupid. I absolutely love it. Well, Ari Kiki, I'm glad you're here on Coffee with Queens with us. I enjoy getting the new queens in here, and well, I mean, who's never been on the show before?
Correct.
And because you've been around forever, girl.
It's about 2.5-3 years, I want to say.
A few hours.
Or a few hours.
A few fucking hours.
That's true. Many people do think it's been only a few hours since I've been doing drag when they see me.
Dude, she's like, girl.
They're like, oh, it's our first time out. I'm like, no, sweetie, this is a look.
This is a Picasso.
It's an acquired taste. It's not for everyone.
You were talking about getting Ari Kiki's famed lips tattooed somewhere on your body.
Yes, that is true. I was thinking about it. I was thinking about it because, like, I only have about 3 tattoos on me, and everything that I've had inked on me has to symbolize something for me. Mm-hmm. It has to define me to some degree. I have a yin-yang on my back that's a Puerto Rican flag and a Cuban flag because that's my background. Mm-hmm. I have strike marks, counting strike marks on my wrists.
Right.
And it's a little bit messy. It symbolizes me and my 4 brothers and our messy relationship, but I still love them because, you know, they're family. And
that's so Latin of you.
You know. We all fight. We always throw food at each other.
I
just keep my mouth open and hope everything falls inside. You know, I love some pernil. That skin is so good. Talking about foreskin. Anyways, and then on the back of my head, I have a copyright symbol and my date of birth because I collect dolls. I've been collecting dolls for God knows how long. And the dolls that I currently collect are done by a company called Integrity Toys. And on the back of their heads, each character has a copyright symbol and the year the mold was created. So on the back of my head, it's a copyright symbol with my date of birth year.
That, you know what? I have EST, my birth year, on my back.
Smart.
Yeah, established.
Mm-hmm.
Something, something, something. 2001.
Frosty Flakes Incorporated.
Frosty Flakes Incorporated. You know, once upon a time, I thought that I might want to get something of Frosty's tattooed somewhere mm-hmm. on me. But as time goes on, the more I hate her.
Yeah, no, I totally can relate. I've had to go to the hospital. I've had to get more and more injuries reported due to the fact of Arikiki. I've also gained about 100 pounds since I started doing her. So, you know, obesity, here goes, you know, it's a look. So I was saying, if I wanted to get a tattoo of Arikiki's, I don't know what at first. I wasn't sure. I mean, the bitch drives me nuts, and I wasn't sure if I want to get her anything done on me. But then I was thinking, you know, her lips are pretty iconic.
They really are.
They're lopsided, for those of you who don't know. It's on the right side, they go up, and on the left side, they go down.
It's like the hurricane symbol.
It's like the hurricane symbol. Yeah. I took it off the comedy drama mask that they do in theater.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, that and the Joker. Because I don't take myself seriously. So I was thinking about getting her tattooed somewhere, and then I looked it up online. I mean, to me, Arikiki is the evil side of me. And so I looked it up online. I always thought of the cartoons where there was an angel and a devil on your shoulder. And so I thought, maybe that's a concept I should go with. I looked it up online. Apparently, the devil always sits on the left side. So I was thinking about getting her lips tattooed on my left shoulder, almost like I smudge my lips on my left shoulder. I don't know what to put on my right, though, because I don't know what would symbolize good for me.
I think, you know, whenever I see Arikiki, all I think of is, like, really huge hair and sloppy lips.
Yeah, it's like a really good blowjob.
And a fierce contour.
Well, that's only been in the past few months, I want to say, or a few hours.
The fierce contour?
The fierce contour, because that wasn't always the case. You should just be eyeshadows and lip. And then watching other girls online, looking at their pictures, and kind of like, I mean, I think everyone kind of looks at other girls and kind of picks up on things that they do and puts it in their own spin on it. So I started doing the highlight and the contour. My nose is like severe. My blush is retarded. It's like a triangle on my cheek. Very Gem in the Holograms, which is another...
Gem in the Holograms. You know what drives me nuts is when people who don't do drag, they see drag queens do something that reminds them
mm-hmm.
of a character. Like whenever I put on pink hair, people were like, Gem in the Holograms. I'm like...
The color's right, but the look isn't.
I'm like, you mean Frosty? I'm Frosty. Frosty Flakes. Maybe you're retarded or something. I don't know. I think... I don't know. I don't think I'm going to do a Frosty tattoo at this point.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. I hear you.
Well, maybe. I mean... There's, I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, I haven't decided for sure if I'm going to get it done. I usually like to sit on a tattoo idea for like a couple of months just to make sure I'm like set on this. Because, you know, it kind of is on your body for like ever.
Kind of.
It's just, you know, or hours.
Yeah.
So I have to think about it because I don't know if I really want that. I call it my demon spirit. Arikiki is my demon spirit.
You should get the henna tattoo version. And
see how I feel about it.
Yeah, and then see how you feel
I mean,
about it.
Granted, I can't imagine... My tattoo artist is really good with detail, because otherwise it would look like a hurricane symbol on my shoulder.
Yeah.
But he's really good with detail, so I'd actually have him tattoo my actual, like, lip on my shoulder and then
That's
go
smart.
From there. Because he's really, really detailed. Surprisingly, I found him in the Heights. And I wouldn't expect really good tattoo artists to be in the Heights for some reason. I don't know why.
Well,
but he has his own shop.
Oh, he has his own shop.
Yeah, it's his own shop.
I was going to say, does he come to your apartment?
No, he does not bring his needles to my apartment. That's a different person who brings needles to my apartment.
Girl.
For other purposes. who's also Latin.
We're talking about diabetes, right?
Yeah, diabetes. Hello, I'm obese. We mentioned this earlier. my blood and sugar intake is too much. Well, not the blood intake. I'm not into blood or shit for that matter.
I was going to say you're a chocolate chaser, but not
I am
that
a chocolate
kind.
Chaser. That is very much true. I do like Latin men, and I saw a picture of someone recently with a beard.
Oh.
And he was Caucasian. And I was like, "Oh, he could possibly get it."
You want to be talking about the famed picture I posted to my Instagram last week?
You might be correct.
Well, if people followed me on Instagram, then they would see what that looks like. But check me out. It's Frosty Flizzakes on Instagram. That's my handle. You have an Instagram handle, too.
I do. It's Marty, M-A-R-T-I, _, A-K-A, _, Ari, A-R-I, Kiki, K-I-K-I. I realize with a lot of my handles and my... my emails, I didn't really think them out too well. They're really long and winded. I mean, I don't want to change my IG at this point because I have like 2,000 photos.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to Instagram.
The only thing I would change is I would have an _ between Frosty and Flizzakes.
So it's not one word.
Yeah.
Well, you can still change it. You're still early on that.
I am. But you know what? I have 175 followers.
And I mean, you're not going to lose them, but it's the tags. For me, it's the tags. Because I find tags of me and I'm like, when the fuck did this happen? Like, how many drinks did I have when that penis fell in my mouth and they got photographed?
The sadder thing is when you don't drink and you wonder, when did that penis fall into my mouth?
Oh, the diabetes.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. So, you know, because you're a listener to the show, that Coffee with Queens is just like The
View.
Except no.
Ugly people.
But what?
But tonight I'm on the show. So.
Girl, you're not ugly.
I'm just colorful.
You're just colorful. You're clown pretty is what you are.
Yes.
Clown pretty.
It's a look. I'm going to start that as a hashtag.
What?
Clown pretty.
Clown pretty. I love it. Mm-hmm. You know, I've always been afraid of clowns, but not you.
No, I'm really nice for the most part.
Yeah, no, you are. You know, it all stems from Stephen King's It and Pennywise.
You know what? I saw that growing up. Is that the one where the clown comes up the toilet?
Not the toilet, the sink in the sewer.
No, but there's a movie where there's like a clown monster that comes out of the toilet. It's almost about to like take a shit.
What?
And there's a movie. I'm almost positive. I want to say it's It, but I could be crazy. I don't like watching horror movies, so I haven't seen the whole thing. But I remember seeing a movie when I was younger, and I remember seeing a monster. I mean, I remember it was in the laundry basket.
Uh-huh.
And I want to say it came out the toilet, and it freaked me the fuck out. And maybe, it took me a while to want to go take a shit. Like,
maybe that's it was a work in from progress. Outer space or maybe, Killjoy.
It could be. Vicky likes to watch horror movies, and she always catches me watching... she always puts a horror movie, and I'm like, can you, like, please change that? I don't can we watch, like, Cartoon Network or something, please?
Oh, my
Comedy
God.
Central.
Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Oh, that was a really good show.
It really was.
It was underrated for the time.
I'm telling you. You had to have a certain sense of humor to
right.
understand what
it was before
happening.
Its time.
But I thought it was brilliant.
Mm-hmm. I remember watching that growing up, and I was young. I don't think I had the complete mindset to get everything that was going down, because it was a lot of jokes that would...
Oh, yeah, totally flow.
And very dry. I love the dry humor.
The dry humor was absolutely incredible. And but, I mean, I laughed. And sometimes I would watch it with my parents. I don't know why they would let me watch this shit. But did you ever, like, when you were younger and you would laugh just because your parents were
right,
laughing?
You didn't know what the, fuck, the fuck was going on.
No, absolutely not.
Right. It must be really good. I should laugh.
I should laugh.
Hit the cue.
That's it. I think I talked about this once on the show before, but I remember the first time I learned the word repeat, and it was my older brother. I was younger than him, obviously. He's like 4 or 5 years older than me, and we were watching like Friday Night TV or Thursday Night TV or whatever, and Full House came on.
Oh, ABC.
Yeah.
The Good Times.
Yeah, yeah. Full House came on, and as soon as it came on, he was like, repeat. and like stomped out of the room.
Uh-huh.
So I had never heard this word before. Right. Repeat. What does this mean?
You mean it in the concept of like a repeating episode?
Right. That's what he meant.
Right.
So I just thought he was so cool and I wanted to be like my older brother. So from then on, no matter what the fuck TV show came on, repeat or not, anytime a TV show came on, I said, repeat, and walked, and I walked out the room. It's very Kanye West, drop a microphone.
Right.
I love it. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the celebrity dish. And the first one is going to be Fantasia Barrino. Why are we talking about her, first
Why
of all?
Why is she still... I don't want to say she's relevant. I don't think she is.
Well, believe it or not, she just dropped an album.
I saw a lot of people posting photos of it on Instagram and on Facebook. And I was like, that's an interesting haircut. That's you know, it's a look.
I
could see a lot of drag queens with a wig like that. It's very free, short, you know, easy to manage. You're not going to sweat that much under it.
Kitten with whip.
No comment. No, I definitely saw it. Cause imagine, it reminds me, she has a white wig like that, and it's a little bit bigger than what Fantasia's rolling with in her cover.
Well...
So what's going on with Miss Illiterate over here?
Besides her dropping an album, the reason she's in the news right now, or the big reason she's in the news right now... Well, two reasons, really. The first reason is because she came out and said that she is against homosexuality and she's against gay marriage. And I quote, she actually said, gay is sin. And here's her other quote. It said...
I wonder if she knows how to spell any of that.
She doesn't. She doesn't. She says, I'm a Christian first and a person second. Okay. And somebody pointed out on my Facebook page when I posted this article that if you're a Christian first and a person second, that means that you shouldn't have any rights because you're a Christian first and you don't have the freedom of speech, so shut the fuck up.
Right, your opinion doesn't matter.
Here's a great big glass of shut the fuck up.
Now, what's funny is a few years ago, my ex, apparently who happened to be black, a theater person, he was an actor, is an actor, took me to go see her at The Color Purple. And I know homegirl was surrounded by homosexuals.
Are you kidding me?
Hello.
Are you kidding me?
So I don't know how you're booking shows in Broadway and you have an issue with that and you're working in the music industry, which is also full of homosexuals.
Anything showbiz oriented, there's at least at all times 10 homosexuals around you.
Count them.
And
one
I don't
through 10.
One through 10. I don't care if it's 3 in the morning and you're sleeping.
We look out for you too.
Exactly.
We hold your hair up.
We do.
We make sure you don't give your number out to the dude that, you know, you're talking to when you're shit-faced, who's all kinds of busted.
Honey,
I mean, granted, she's not really on the top tier of things, so, because you're about to mention something else, I think.
Well, yeah, well, okay, well, this...
Here's the kicker.
Here's the fucking kicker. So, fuck you, Fantasia. Because, a couple years ago, she actually was having some money problems because, obviously, you know, American Idol people, unless, you know, you market yourself well, like mm-hmm. Carrie Underwood.
Or
Kelly Clarkson.
Thank you.
Then, you know, you're going to be fucked. Mm-hmm. I mean, like...
No one's relevant from American Idol at this point, no matter what season, except for Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, and...
That's really it.
That's it.
If that's all that comes to mind, that's it, girl.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Well, of course, Justin Barini, or whatever.
Who?
Exactly.
Oh, curls.
Yeah, I'm fucking with you.
Yeah, he was cute.
So, went out and bought a... She bought a mansion.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
Yeah, real fucking smart. And she was about to lose it.
Something else gays are known for is being cynical.
Really? No.
Yes.
Ari?
And sarcastic, I believe.
Get out of town.
Just for a few hours, though.
Okay. Just for a few hours. So she bought this mansion, and she was about to lose it. In the 11th hour, Simon Cowell actually stepped up and gave her the money to keep her house. So that was really nice of him. And I was just like, and this is before I knew that she was a fucking bigot. And I was just like, oh, that's really nice, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then, so apparently she's been having the same money problems again. And she put her mansion up on the market for $800,000.
Oh, yeah. That sounds
And that's $500,000 cheaper than what she bought it for.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently nobody wanted to buy her fucking house.
I can't imagine why.
And so she just signed it over for $0 to the bank.
Oof.
So fuck you, Fantasia.
I'm sure there's no homosexuals helping you out in that situation.
They better not be.
Hello.
Because we know where you're at.
You know what I would like to see right about now, though? I could totally see a reality show with Fantasia Barrino and Lauryn Hill. That would be kind of epic. Just because they both look like messes in a whole different caliber.
Okay, so this is why this would be epic. Because you have Fantasia, the bigot against homosexuals.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Lauryn Hill, the racist against white people.
Right, who also recently had money issues with the tax evasion that she hadn't paid for about 3 years.
Yeah, you're right.
And I know that apparently Sony came around and saved her ass and booked her for God knows how many albums. That's going to be a shitload of lost money, I'm sure. Because
they booked her for a number of albums, but they're only paying her in total $1 million, which is not a lot of money.
Not at all. I mean, the thing is, she hasn't done anything. She's been gotten knocked up. I know that much.
She's got knocked up.
She's got a whole bunch of kids and no money because she only dropped that one album. And it was a great album at the time, but from what I heard, she learned the ins and outs of show business, and it drove her nuts. And that's why she lost her mind, and can also be seen with Erykah Badu at the local coffee shop.
Don't fuck with my Badu. I love her.
I love singing Tyrone live.
I love, and did you know you can actually see Erykah Badu DJing around the city?
Really?
She takes DJing gigs now.
I wouldn't be surprised. Her and Solange.
Really?
Solange be DJing a lot of events.
No way.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's Beyonce's sister.
Covering up her stretch marks.
I like Solange, though. I liked her last album.
I like Solange, too.
She's out there.
She's good.
She doesn't take herself too seriously. She doesn't always have a wind machine when she's DJing.
Work.
Like some sisters.
Like who?
Well, Beyonce. Beyonce's always got her fucking wind machine going.
This is why I'm Team
and
Kelly.
And her Pepsi can.
I'm Team Kelly. Well, she's smart about her endorsements.
Well, last night, I was at Boots and Saddles with Prodigy Major and Jada Balenciaga, who was a guest. Mm-hmm. And I happened to be in Face, and they decided to perform Bootylicious. And they're like, it's just going to be Kelly and Beyonce. And I'm like, well, I'm here. I can be the perfect Michelle.
Yes. The fucking hot mess Michelle.
I'm like, I have no idea what the number is. I have no idea what the dance moves are. I'm Michelle. Just throw me on stage. Shoot me up the chute like they did at the Super Bowl. And just just point me to a camera and let's hope for the best. Girl, that was a shit show.
But it's so fucking true.
And it was fucking epic. I love that. That was the cherry on top to that sad performance at the Super Bowl.
It really, really was.
I'm sorry, but Madonna's... I'm not a team Madonna or team Beyonce to the whole...
Neither am I.
This is some really old shit I'm bringing up. But I had a whole bunch of friends who were like, oh, Madonna's performance was better, or Beyonce's number was better. I'm like, I'm sorry. Beyonce really, underperformed, from my opinion.
You want to know who won the Super Bowl between Madonna and Beyonce?
Who?
Kelly Rowland's ass.
Yes, she looked phenomenal.
Her ass was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fuck you, Beyonce, and your performance. And
right.
I mean, let's forget the fact that, Michelle has been hiding under that stage since Destiny's Child broke up.
Just waiting for a glimmer of a spotlight.
Just waiting. It looked like she was reading a book right before they shot her up through that stage.
It'd be hilarious if a book came up with her and just shot up after her.
That would have been incredible. But
a bottle of Perrier, lime flavored.
Oh, yeah. I was just talking. I went and I bought a bottle of Perrier, and I thought I was being bougie by buying this. And then when I tasted it, it was lime Perrier. So I was like, I'm extra bougie.
Yeah, you're upgraded.
Upgrade. Let me upgrade you. But the minute that Kelly Rowland turned sideways to do the uh-oh-ohs of the single ladies.
Ass.
Everything else didn't matter in the world. It was just Kelly Rowland's ass.
Did you see her? I think I want to say it was at the Academy Awards or some award show recently. She had this gorgeous, black and white dress. Shit. I looked it up. I remember seeing it on Instagram because she's one of the few celebrities I follow on Instagram. I stopped following Rihanna. If I see you talking about blunts one more time.
Does she really?
Yeah, she's a pothead. I mean, granted, she has no talent. She's just she's like Dina in Dreamgirls. She's just a face.
If you're a pothead, you're a pothead, whatever. But I mean,
I'm not one to judge, even though I just did. But
but the thing is, it's like Rihanna. I mean,
what is she? So... She has a look, a stylist, a homosexual stylist. I'm sure. She really is just manufactured.
The thing is you're already.
But I love it because you her producers are amazing.
The thing is, she's not really the source of positive influences.
Mm.
and just being a pothead, it just kind of
makes it all that better.
Yeah, that's the cherry. That's the fucking cherry. She's on the board later for discussion, but I saw a picture, or maybe it was a commercial recently, where it's just Rihanna taught the girls to wear red hair.
that's where I got it from.
Miley taught the girls to cut their hair short. Madonna taught them how to be themselves, but who's going to teach them how to finish college?
Mm. Not Fantasia Barrino.
Honey.
She couldn't even finish school.
She couldn't finish school. She's not even a person. She's a Christian. So
that's
whatever.
Correct. Yeah.
I just want to let you know.
Moving on.
I just want to let you know. I am a homosexual, but I'm also a person.
Right.
There's no first or second here.
Right. They're kind of connected.
Whatever. I'm glad you lost your house, cunt. Well, okay. So actually, she's next.
Right?
Yeah, she's next on the board. So might as well just keep going into it. Rihanna. Chris Brown's father actually came out publicly and said that he doesn't even want Chris Brown to be with Rihanna. He thinks that their relationship is absolutely ridiculous.
Fucking mess, I'm sure.
It's a fucking mess. And Chris Brown is just like, Chris Brown's father is just like, yeah, neither of them are stable enough or smart enough to be in a relationship right now, especially in the public eye, where every time they do something wrong, they're going to get criticized for
it.
I mean, I have my own opinions about it. Who doesn't? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Rihanna was stupid for getting back together with him to begin with.
Right.
But I mean, like, we've seen this Jerry Springer episode 100 times, so we know how it's going to
fucking play out. I mean, she lucked out. She didn't get knocked up.
She's lucky she didn't get knocked out.
Hello.
Period.
So bad. But my question is, okay, so Chris Brown's father has an opinion about the relationship. Sir, where were you in raising your child? Because your child's a fucking mess.
He is.
So before you come around talking about what your son shouldn't be dating, how about you regulate your child who throws chairs out windows of TV shows and whatnot?
Yeah.
And is busy beating girls up. How about you come whip his ass up a good few times? And then you can have a conversation. So have several seats, sir.
Somebody does need to just take Chris Brown, put them over their knee, and just whoop them a few times.
You know who I would love to see do this? Is a Frank Ocean. Frank Ocean should just kick his ass. Because I know, the thing with Frank Ocean, and I read an article, I want to say in Out magazine a few months ago, everyone was like, hooray, hooray, there's a gay homosexual rapper, whatnot. But he hasn't officially come out and said that he's gay. If you take note, he's never officially come out and said it.
I thought he has.
Mm-mm. If you look it up, he's never officially come out and said he's gay. He said he had a relationship with a man. He's never actually said that he's a homosexual. So, food for thought. I mean, I know a lot of Dominican boys who claim to be straight and would love to tap Arikiki's ass. That happened to me 2 weeks ago. I got off the train 4 o'clock in the morning off of Dyckman in Manhattan, where I live. And this guy got off the train behind me, cute young boy. He's like, can I tap that? And I'm like, no, it's 4 a.m. I'm tired. I have to work the next day. And he's like, well, can I see it? Can I lick it? I was like, no. He's like, do you want to see mine? I'm like, well, sure. Why not? Pull it out. And so he just lifted up his coat and his dick.
This is on the train station, by the way.
Train station platform at 4 a.m. And he just lifts up his coat. Dick was already out, flopped right out. And he nodded his head my way. And I'm like, all right, well, sure. Why not? Let's go over there. So I put my hand on it. I started talking to him. He's 23. His name is Leo. He works at a GNC. I asked him if he's gay, if he's part of the family. He said no. I'm like, are you Dominican? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, go figure. And so I will say I did put it in my mouth for a quick second. I did not
just to see what the flavor was.
Right. It was clean at 4 o'clock in the morning. That's a kudos to you, sir.
Yeah.
And then I kissed him goodnight and I did not post this on Facebook because my mother's all over Facebook. And I can't imagine what the fuck that would turn out to on Facebook. But on the internet, on Coffee with Queens, yeah, totally. I'll out my situation there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because this goes on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, of course. He ended up hitting me up the next day. I gave him my number, you know, as a concerned individual. And he started texting me, and he told me that I asked him, like, who do you live with? And he's like, oh, I live in the Bronx around 238. I'm like, oh, by the IHOP, you know, because that's a point of reference for me. And he's like, yeah, I live off of Broadway, the Bronx on 238. And I live with wifey. And I'm like, oh, wifey. I don't know how to take that. I don't know if it's an actual wife or if it's a girlfriend. So I don't know if I want to continue socializing with him. I do kind of want dick in my life again. It's been about 5 months. So, you know, I have to juggle my pros and cons on the situation.
Juggle your pros and cons on the situation. This is where you're going to end up on what we were talking about last week, baggage with Jerry Springer. There's nothing like being fucked by a man who's wearing a rosary. I'll tell you that much right now. And if you live in Washington Heights, you know what I'm talking about.
I don't really mess around with Latinos that much. It's mostly black guys.
That's right.
So it's always incense and
incense and oils.
Yeah, incense, oils, and some fried chicken.
Work. I approve this message.
If you don't know, I'm a chocolate chaser and I'm a racist.
How does that work out?
It works just fine for me.
You're just like, I'm 20 some odd years into this program. Why the fuck not?
30.
No.
I'm 30. A lot of people don't. Thank you.
That's great.
I'm middle-aged.
I might not make it that far.
A lot of people gag when I tell them I'm 30. They're like, no, you're like 24, 26. I'm like, girl, don't let the fat fool you.
Girl.
I have diabetes.
You're like, I...
You know, it's not a laughing matter. My mother actually recently got diagnosed with diabetes, so I really need to, like, watch my weight. So I'm going to put down this chicken leg.
Girl, put it down.
Oh, Popeyes, I love you.
You know what it is? Here's my stance on a lot of health things, because right now the whole nation is about this health craze. I mean, everything is health, 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 health. And so if you get Netflix, basically what happens...
All the drag queens in New York have jumped on this bandwagon. I know where you're going
basically,
with
basically, what happens is if you have Netflix, you watch one documentary, and that one documentary is probably something like Vegetated or Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, mm-hmm. and you realize that certain things are just really, really bad for you that you put into your body. So you make some adjustments, you make some cuts, and you go to extremes, and you're just like, okay, I'm going to juice for the next 60 days, which is fine, which is great.
No names.
Or you're like, okay, well, I'm going to I'm going to stop eating meat and dairy and I'm going to go vegan, mm-hmm. which is also really great.
Right.
And then so then you watch another documentary on Netflix, mm-hmm. and you realize bottled water is horrible for you. I mean, just like, so you're just like, okay, well, I'm never going to drink bottled water again. Okay, so then wait. So then you watch another documentary, and then about 15 more documentaries, and then you suddenly realize that everything
Nothing.
Is going to give you cancer, and
True.
You're probably going to die tomorrow.
So I'm just going to keep on eating my chicken then at
exactly.
that point. So thank you, sir.
So basically what you do is you make some adjustments. You cut back on some small things, and I mean, just but you live life and be happy, because otherwise...
What's the point?
What's the point? Everything is going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Everything.
So if you have Netflix, listen to me and listen to me well. Narrow it down to one documentary every 6 months, because you will drive yourself nuts.
Right. Paranoia. It's what America lives on.
Exactly.
It's so true and so sad.
It is. And which is why
Let me scare you this week with this other problem that we have going on.
Exactly. Exactly. And this is why I had to shut off the TV during the Boston thing.
Mm.
Because, girl, they will just run their mouth.
It's 9/11 all over again.
It was horrible.
I remember...
But they live off that
mm-hmm.
shit.
Well, that's how you get the ratings. And that's how you get the attention. I, luckily, in my living situation, I rent a room in the Heights, which is from this nice, sweet Dominican woman. So there's a TV in the room, but I turned it on the first day and I was like, this isn't going to work. So I live off of internet. I watch everything on my computer. And I just watch Scandal.
Scandal.
I watch Scandal, RuPaul's Drag Race, and that's, you know, that gets me by. You know, I'm informed.
Unfortunately, my go-to TV channel is New York One.
Mm.
And I will watch Roma Torre talk about whatever the fuck every 10 minutes.
And she's still... I haven't seen New York One God knows how long, but I remember her. I remember the black guy with the fade, with the square top hair.
Yeah, yeah. He looks like something straight out of... What's that one TV show from the 90s with Wayne Dwayne?
It's a different world.
Yeah,
we did it at the same time.
I swear to God, that's the show he's from.
Mm.
Anyways. Okay, so next... Well, first of all...
Mm-hmm.
Ari Kiki, do you remember that one time that we were 22 and we decided just for shits and giggles that we would buy a house for $17 million? We just had it laying around.
Yeah, we did. And we bought the house and,
right.
you know, what? And then I, you know, sang about my miserable boyfriend.
Oh, right, right. Oh, no, wait. That wasn't us.
Oh, no, that wasn't.
No, that was Taylor Swift.
That's right. I love Taylor Swift.
She is.
I love to hate her.
She is so much. I can't. She just bought a house for $17 million. Okay.
But wait.
Okay, so, you know, whatever. Okay, fine. But she did it with cash.
Because she just had that lying around.
She's like, okay. So she's in Rhode Island. She's been eyeing this house. And they're just
she's moving up to the East Coast.
Yeah.
Northeastern? New England.
Because, you know, she just exudes that kind of, like, upper crust, you know? So she's
wear her
like,
cowboy boots and her sundresses.
Oh, she kills me with that shit. And it's just like, brush your hair, you stupid bitch, once. And so she's like, they're like, yeah, $20 million. She's like, well,
That's insane.
She's like, I can't, but I just happen to have $17 million in my wallet. Will you take that?
Oh, that work?
And so, fucking baller.
That's insane.
Fucking baller.
In cash. That's just the biggest gag.
You know what kills me?
Mm-hmm.
Is, okay, so...
I wonder how many bad songs she's going to write in there. How many men she's going to bring in there, be miserably disappointed, and... Right, like her next album's gonna be Bitter. So that's what it's gonna be called, Bitter.
It's gonna be called Bitter in my $17 million house. Just bitter, bitter, bitter. She, you know, here's the thing. So it's very well known, I think, at this point, that the reason she can't hold on to a boyfriend is she won't give up her poo nanny. I think that's pretty well documented at this point.
What's the douche that she dated?
Which one? Harry?
No.
Harry Styles?
The older one. That he dated a whole bunch of celebrities and always bad.
Give me a second. Jake Gyllenhaal.
No. He dated Jennifer Aniston also, I want to say. He's a singer. Is it John Mellencamp?
Are you talking about John Mayer?
Yeah, John Mayer.
John Mayer. Yeah. Yeah, she won't give up her poo nanny.
Yeah, didn't he go off on like a tangent in some magazine about it, I want to say?
He might have. People have given different reasons, but... like.
But the poo nanny is the main one.
I mean, like, they'll all sit down to an interview. Like, well, you know, she's boring, and, you know, she talks about antiques a lot, and she... But she just, she won't give me her vag. She just won't give it up.
Well, no, the bigger gag would be if she ends up being transgendered, and we don't know about it.
Oh, shit.
Wouldn't that be a fucking tea?
Shit. Coming up next week, ladies and gentlemen. No, could you, I mean, that would be some shit.
Mm-hmm.
That would be some shit. But the thing, the real gag is, it's just like... It only seems like she only dates celebrity men. But if she's a baller status, like buying houses for $17 million mm-hmm. cash, you know, just stick it out just a little bit longer, marry the fucking bitch, get the poo nanny, and the house.
I mean, most of the guys don't need the money.
But just to be the first one to say, I did it. I think at this point, it's almost become like a Hollywood game. Who's going to get it first?
Going back on the whole duets, what I was saying earlier with Lauryn Hill and Fantasia, I could see Taylor Swift and Adele working. Like, why hasn't that happened yet?
And because here's why. I'm already on top of it.
I already see your head, like, spinning.
I'm already on top of it. Here's why. Because... because Taylor Swift is a twat,
mm-hmm.
okay? She's a fucking twat. And she's, like, when I hear her music and her bitching about her relationships, it sounds like this. But Adele, it's like a portrait.
It's a saga.
It's a saga. You see what I'm saying? It's not about multiple boyfriends because she wanna give up her poo nanny. Adele's given up her poo nanny years
ago. She's knocked up already. She just had a baby, didn't she?
Yeah. She's already had, I mean, but it's like an opera almost, you know, that you're listening to and something you can relate to. Mm. I mean, the shit that Taylor Swift is writing about, the only people who can fucking relate to it is the fucking girls in Georgia who are getting fingered by their uncle in 13.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
That is deep.
That's what
actually,
he said.
Not really.
Oh, shit. You never know what's going to happen on Coffee with Queens.
Indeed.
You just fucking never know.
But if you
put Adele and Taylor Swift together,
Adele would just inhale her.
I just see...
She'd just suck in all this air for one note, and then... Where'd you go?
Where'd you go? It would be a Stevie Nicks and Taylor Swift moment all over again. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, this is years ago. Maybe, I'm going to say...
Was this like Divas or something?
No, this is like 2-3 years ago on the Grammys, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
They were basically doing the whole new artist with old artist, like icons type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they had paired up Taylor Swift with Stevie Nicks. And it's just like,
who
Stevie
thought that
Nicks...
that was a good idea?
I mean, who knew that Stevie Nicks would be the one who would be on key? Because Taylor Swift couldn't find one to save her life.
Well, that's what everyone says all the time. She can't sing live.
She really can't. And it's just like, whatever. At this point, I don't care. I know that I'm
fed a
bunch of
bullshit. Maybe she comes from the same school Rihanna comes from.
Ooh, girl. Well.
Don't even ask Rihanna to dance, because that's a lost cause also.
Okay, let's mix this up.
What next?
How about this? Taylor Swift dating Chris Brown.
Now, that would be quite an interesting album. I will say, I would love to hear whatever comes out of that album.
That would be absolutely brilliant.
God knows where. Oh, geez. I have no idea what. I would love to see just US Weekly taking over that. Would be amazing.
Fucking incredible.
Let's make it happen, people.
Could you get on that? Hello, anybody?
Anyone in Hollywood? Just put these two together in a room. Let's just hope for the best. I don't even want the best to happen. Just put them together and just, you know.
All I'm saying is that I know there's at least 3,000 subscribers on iTunes to this podcast. There's got to be at least one person that knows somebody out there. Mm-hmm. So make this happen. People, please.
Please.
All right. Fucking Taylor Swift, you fucking bitch. Okay, this is just kind of a tame story. For some reason right now, a big trend is pole dancing.
Yeah. I've thought about doing it, but then I'm like, not a good idea.
I think it would be really good.
I mean, I can't hold my weight up in feet. I don't know how I could do it with hands.
It's very much a ballet.
I'm known for being really graceful.
Well, girl. Graceful as a gazelle, you are. And right now, so that's a big trend, and it was just reported that Susan Sarandon actually has been trying it. She's been going to pole dancing lessons with her daughter.
Now, Susan Sarandon, what I love about her, she's like, 70-something, I want to say now? 60, 70-something? Somewhere in that frame.
Yeah.
She's definitely AARP material.
Yes. She's right behind Sally Field, ready to do to pick up her Boniva commercial.
I love Susan Sarandon. She's been in a lot of epic films. She's also, I want to say she's almost like a Renaissance woman. She's still like doing stuff. I can't help but laugh at when they made fun of her on Team America World Police.
That was brilliant. Miss Sarandon, your old age is getting to you and your acting abilities are slipping.
But, she doesn't do anything really good, I want to say now. The last good thing I think I saw her in was Rocky Horror Picture Show.
No. That's what started her career.
Oh, then maybe I'm wrong.
No, she actually, you know what she's doing nowadays?
Doesn't she run a club downtown called Spin?
Yeah, she runs a ping pong club called Spin, and she sits at the bar, drinks beer, and plays ping pong. And good on her. She's made her money. She knows what's up. And every once in a while, she'll make a cameo somewhere, and that's good. I think after the Banger Sisters, she realized, maybe I
Banger
should shut
Singers.
The fuck up.
Oh, the Banger Sisters. I remember saying that with Goldie Hawn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Goldie Hawn.
Girl. That's something else.
Death Becomes Her. That was her, right?
Yeah.
With Meryl Streep.
Uh-huh.
That was amazing.
Girl, I'm going to have to watch that movie now.
Now we're going to have to watch that movie.
I love it so much. But yeah, no, she's taking pole dancing lessons, so good on her.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend who did pole dancing. He always had calloused hands from it. And he did it in heels, which kudos to you, girl, Mr. Chris Chu. I'm going to personally post this on your page just so you get the shout out, bitch.
Perfect. What's his name?
Chris Chu.
Chris Chu?
He's Puerto Rican and black, and
please say Asian.
Yeah, there's Asian in there. I met him on Adam for Adam a couple of years ago. His screen name was Chinito Negrito.
Brilliant.
Apparently, I wasn't the only drag queen that met him.
girl.
In my circle of girls.
Girl.
But yeah,
hello there,
Vicky Villaness.
Damn, you're just putting everybody on blast.
Oh, geez. I mean, like, everyone knows I'm a gossiper at heart. Like, it's a Puerto Rican thing. It's a Cuban thing. Faggot thing. Like, we all just love to gossip. Give me some cute tea. I will get on the mic.
This is why I said Ari Kiki needs to be on Coffee with Queens.
I have some big old loose lips for several reasons, not just the black cocks.
Damn, bitch. Oh, Lord. The only thing that worries me about you putting people on blast is what are you saying about me when I'm not around?
We'll talk about that off the mic.
Oh, I fucking love it. Only because it's true. Okay. Okay, so the next story is Lindsay Lohan. No, you know, I'm infamous. When I'm looking for stories, I look for the most tragic stories, and Lindsay Lohan always pulls through for me.
Yeah.
Always.
Old reliable.
She is. She's old faithful. She's all fucking faithful.
I think I can.
Girl, she can, and she does.
Every week.
She is actually in trouble again with the courts because apparently... A few months back, she was running a red light, and she hit this nanny.
I love that all this shit comes out months after. It's always shit that comes back and bites her in the ass, like the stolen necklace that came out from, like, months ago. I think she hit a car at a hotel in New York that came out months after. Everything's been, like, months... Everything just comes... Like, she tries to get her life together, and I use that term loosely, trying to get her life back together, and something always comes back and bites her back and brings her back down.
Well,
she just needs to go away from the spotlight. Just go like somewhere Midwest, rent a ranch, raise some cows, do something with your life that concerns nothing with a spotlight. Get yourself a lesbian girlfriend, because that's usually how they get paired up.
And stay away from your parents.
Right. Just disappear. Turn into Neve Campbell in Scream 3.
Girl, smart move. Smart move. Well, here's why I'm calling bullshit on this story. She's actually in trouble because this lady who's a nanny apparently says that she, Lindsay Lohan, ran the stoplight and hit her. And
I don't know why that's funny to me.
And just missed her baby carriage.
Oh.
Now, let's play this through in our minds real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You're pushing a baby carriage across the street, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck is this Lindsay Lohan gonna hit the nanny?
Well, maybe she pushed the stroller when she saw the car coming and just, like, let it go.
I guess. I don't know. I'm calling bullshit on this one. Especially because it's so fucking old, and mm-hmm. and the police wasn't called. It was just this nanny hired a lawyer all of a sudden. There's no real evidence.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm calling bullshit on it. But this is what I am going to say. Lindsay Lohan is supposed to appear in court on May 8th to talk about whether or not to give her side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
But she won't be appearing in court.
Are they sending like a hologram? Hologram Lindsay to talk?
No, this is just the date that they gave her. But she responded that she's not going to be there.
No reason?
No, this time it's actually a good reason. She'll be 3 days into rehab. True story.
For the umpteenth time.
And you know what? Umpteenth time the charm.
Yeah, exactly. That is exactly the word on the street.
Umpteenth time the charm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, girl.
Wishful thinking, girl.
Well, let's all keep her in our thoughts, question mark.
Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot. You know, Lindsay Lohan, if you're ever wanting to come on Coffee with Queens and explain yourself, I'd be more than happy to have you.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Yeah, no alcohol, though.
No, absolutely not. Well, actually...
It could be a better show.
It could be. Lindsay Lohan...
I just feel like you'd have to have her encased in something so she doesn't destroy anything in your house.
All my shit's from IKEA and Marshalls. What do I care?
Yeah, true.
It's worth a Lindsay Lohan interview.
True. That's instant coins.
What?
It's instant coins. Money.
Yeah, instant...
Just from, like, releasing it and... If you can get video of the recording...
That's the one podcast I would charge for.
Yeah.
Right there,
$199. Is it $199 or $4.99? I don't know how much iTunes works on that.
I don't know because I've never charged anybody. You hear this? This is free.
This is free all for you.
Okay, so I call bullshit on that story.
Hmm.
But make up your own mind, America. The choice is yours. I have not made my final decision. whose team are you on? Tweet me. Hashtag.
Go on Facebook. World of Wonder. Oh, my God. I'm just so... Can we go into that for a quick second?
Absolutely.
So, for those of you who don't get the reference, RuPaul's Drag Race just finished, I think, a week or two ago. And most of us had a good inkling of an idea that they weren't going to announce the winner at the episode. They were going to pull the same stunt they did last year, where they had all the girls come back for the reunion, and then the audience... Bunny ears, quotation marks, would make the decision for America and RuPaul. And they didn't. That's exactly what happened. And then last year, all it was like Facebook and Instagram. Facebook and Twitter, where you would go to vote. This year, RuPaul pulled all the stops and announced you had to go on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, Pinterest, I want to say.
She said Pinterest? Seriously?
I don't... It was like a laundry list of... like a grocery store list of places to go to, like, announce who you were voting for. You know, Adam for Adam, Grindr.
Honey, she went in.
She was going...
Had Vine existed when they filmed
elbows
this?
Elbows deep into it.
Girl.
And I was just like, really? Like... when she announced, I think the first thing she announced was Twitter and Facebook, and then another screen popped up with a whole list of things to go to, and I was like, girl, well, you're talking to people who are drunk at bars, in some cases here in the city.
Oh, yeah.
No one has the energy or the time to log into all of that. You're talking to faggots. Let's start with that one. You're talking to gays who are busy drinking, you know, because the stereotype is, you know, we're coked out, busy fucking with no condoms.
Hashtag that.
No one has the time. Ain't nobody got time to be doing all that work. Go ahead.
Well, whose team are you on?
Well, I'm doing it. I'm torn. I'm not, oddly enough, Team Roxy. You know, she kept on repping for the big girls, but she's a big old bully also.
But here's my problem with that. She says it's time to win one for the big girls. You're not putting yourself in the same league as... is Madame Laqueer and
no,
and what's her
Mimi
name?
Mimi, I'm first.
Yeah, you're just not a big girl. You're slightly bigger than Alexis Mateo. Okay, and that's that.
Well, what's killed me about her that I've actually been enjoying to watch is all her because I think she going well. She knew because they didn't announce the winner when they filmed it. As soon as the episodes where she was being a bigger bitch to Jinx started airing, she started doing a lot of, like, damage control.
Oh, yeah.
On Facebook and Instagram.
Absolutely.
And Twitter. She's like, oh, I was taking everything out of proportion, the competition was getting to me, and it is fucking hilarious to watch you backtrack on your steps, girl, because those are some big old steps, according to you, Miss Big and Juicy.
Honey, she's been posting pictures of her and Jinx being the best of friends.
Right, right. It was Honey. Coco, Montrese, and Alyssa were doing the same thing also when that shit was going down.
At this point, she shouldn't even be trying for
it's
the
a
crown.
Lost cause.
It's a lost cause. What you should be doing is just praying that you don't get booed every time you step on stage.
Like another queen from last season.
Exactly.
Who, oddly enough, on Instagram, did you see this on Instagram?
What?
Fifi O'Hara posted this photo of Roxy Andrews on top, and it says, where are my girls at? And had me on the floor with this one. On the bottom half of the picture, it's Fifi O'Hara in a desert with a tumbleweed.
Saying Team Roxy.
With a sign that's hanging on the floor. Like, it's not even up. It's on the floor. And
fucking brilliant.
I'm like, you well played, queen, I like to say. Well played to you. I tip my wig to you, Fifi O'Hara. You've made me laugh.
That was good. That
took a while, but she made me laugh finally.
That was good. So if you're not Team Roxy...
I'm torn between Team Alaska and Team Jinx. Being a quirky drag queen myself, I instantly want to gravitate towards Jinx. But in talking with other girls in the city, you know, we're all kind of like, well, she's not super polished to be quote-unquote America's Next Drag Superstar. And then she also is a bit dated with her shtick, which, you know, it's her shtick. She's allowed to do whatever she wants. You know, people come to me and tell me, girl, you should be a bit more fishy. You should shave your chest. For those of you who don't know, I don't shave. I shave my armpits and I shave my face. That's about it. And my asshole. But you don't really see that all the time. There's times you've seen, there's been numbers where the asshole comes out. But for the most part, that's all it comes to when it comes to grooming. The chest is on full. My homegrown contour is out on display all the time. So with Jinx, I'm like, I voted for Jinx and I voted for Alaska. Because Alaska definitely, like, she herself, her final statement on the show was fucking epic.
Alaska's. Brilliant.
Fucking brilliant. I could not knock her for that. She's like, I've never been on the bottom two. Deep voice, quote. She's like, this one didn't do
I've
this.
I've never been on the bottom two. So,
at least not on the show.
I've never been on the bottom two. And when they asked her to do Sweet 16, she gave you hippies. So
I absolutely love. Would you be fine if RuPaul kicked Roxy to the curb? And
which
said,
is what we all see doing anyways.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's a well, she could pull some bullshit out of her hat. Mm-mm. But I'm
RuPaul
saying,
would. RuPaul loves to play tricks.
She does. So Would you be okay with Roxy being kicked to the curb and saying, "Jinx, Alaska, it's a tie"?
I would love to see that, to be quite honest with you. RuPaul likes surprises. She likes to give you a double whammy.
Do you think it's a cop-out?
No, for the simple fact that this season really wasn't on par.
I agree. Wholeheartedly. It wasn't on par. You need this. You need this fucking strange and unusual twist.
Right. The only thing that really gave me life this season was a double elimination of Vivian Panay and Honey Mahogany, because we all saw that coming.
She needed to. If she didn't do it, I was going to fucking write a strongly worded letter.
I was at Sisters when it happened, and Kitten called it. Kitten's like, watch them. Watch them eliminate both of these hoes.
Yep.
And bloop, bitch is gone. I blame casting on this season for the simple fact that you guys tried really hard to manipulate the cast. There was no need to cast Coco and Alyssa together in the same... I mean, granted, I'm great that you guys... If indeed you guys did fix that friendship, great for you. But you guys milked that storyline way too long. Way too long. And it was so predictable that as soon as one bitch left, the other one was going also.
Oh, absolutely. Not only was that... They did. They tried to manipulate it too much. Instead of rolling the dice and letting them land where they may, through casting, through videos, they send out scouts, they try to manipulate who they put there. Mm-hmm. And when you try, just like in Jumanji, and we've all seen Jumanji, when you try to get the dice to lay where you want them to lay, you're going to have to move back 7 spaces, all right?
And you do not get to pass go, and you will not collect, say it,
$100,000. I'm serious. Okay, so when you do shit like that, and what they should have done, and this is what I've said, and nobody has agreed with me, but they should have kept Serena Chacha. She was the drama factor you needed.
I will agree with you that I don't agree with you.
Because, okay, so here's the thing. Nobody wanted Shangela to stay on. The only reason people kept watching is because they were hoping, they were just waiting to see her fail and get kicked off that show.
But she was enjoyable. She was good TV.
She was good TV. So was Serena Chacha, because she ran her fucking mouth. But she was the villain that everybody loved to hate.
But you know what? She wasn't, for lack of a better term, she wasn't polished enough to be on the show. She wasn't on par.
Neither was Tyra, and she won. Tyra was just as bad as Serena Chacha,
Look at Serena Chacha's face the first competition.
Look at what's her nuts? Shangela. Look at Shangela.
What's her nuts?
Look at Shangela. She wasn't polished either, but they kept her around.
You know what it is? Oddly enough, I like when they cast actors / drag queens.
Like Willem.
Shangela was also an actor / she was interesting to watch.
Yeah.
Serena Chacha, let me just say this
before we go on.
Detox, I think, is also an actor /
drag queen. I love Shangela. She is, to this day, one of my favorite RuPaul's Drag Race girls. Continue. Mm-hmm. Okay, so go
on. No. I think it brings a different caliber to the show. It's TV. When it comes down, this is the thing that I want to get heated up about the show, but when it comes down to it, what it really is not America's chance to find the best drag queen. It's a reality show, and it's all about good TV and good ratings, and you need to cast your players right, and they tried to manipulate it so much this season. It was really obvious from day one.
Oh, it was completely obvious.
The storylines were set in stone. Like, there was once upon a time...
Girl, they tried to narrate this shit down to a T.
You could narrate the entire season. It was just that like too manipulated.
Okay, well, do you want some inside information, or do you want a rumor mill? I that's what I can give you. I can't give you some inside information, but I can give you a rumor mill.
I'll take any tea you want to share, because as a gossiping queen, I will take anything you throw my way and call it truth.
Okay, so the rumor mill is, and I'm gonna take out the names, but there's a rumor going on that there are two drag queens who have been feuding in New York City nightlife for years, and I'm talking about a good 4 or 5 years, okay, very publicly, and there's a rumor that they have been cast to be the Alyssa and Coco this season.
I'm not surprised. I can't say I'm surprised. Hopefully it'll be two queens I like, period. Because, I mean... RuPaul, from what the story is, RuPaul likes to pick girls that aren't like wouldn't be my first choice from New York. I've heard people say that RuPaul doesn't like New York.
How is Vivian Panay your first pick, RuPaul?
For those of you who don't know, Vivian Panay, not a name in New York, never was, isn't still.
I don't.
At least not in New York City. I don't know if she's another part of New York, but most people in New York City is New York. So if you're not in the city, you're not New York.
That's it.
Pick another borough in the tri-state area to claim, but it won't be New York if you're not in New York City.
No, absolutely not.
I'm born and raised in New York. That's how it is.
If Vivian Panay came up and punched me in the stomach because she couldn't reach my face, if she came and punched me in the stomach, I wouldn't know who the fuck she is.
Oddly enough.
Nor would I care.
Right. Oddly enough, after she was cast on the show, I was hanging out with Cherry Sanchez. And she was going through our photos, and she stumbled across on Facebook. She apparently took a photo with Vivian Panay at the Glam Awards. Well, the Glammys at the time. Yeah. Yeah. At the Glammys, I want to say like 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I was like, what? Where did you find this? And she's like, yeah, I was just going through my photos. A photo of me and Vivian Panay at the Glammys. I'm like, where? What? Like, it was the same year that Milan and Jiggly were on the show.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah. So, it was just like, I was like, who? Still to this day, who?
Exactly. Who? RuPaul, just do me a favor. Just cast me.
And me.
Yeah. We promised to make it a fucking shit show.
Did you submit? Of course I submitted. I didn't submit. My thing is, I don't want to jump through the hoops for that show.
It was a very,
I mean, not to say that I would ever get cast, because I'm not a female illusionist by any standard.
You never know. RuPaul.
I've never seen anything in the same family as me. There's girls that are like distant cousins that could probably be like Arikikis, but there's nothing like, ooh, excuse me, got some gas. I had some steak earlier.
Burritos?
No, I had a Spanish brunch up in my neighborhood. That's why I was a little tardy.
As the seasons go on, and America gets more, because let's face it, you and I have been desensitized. We live in the city, we're in the drag queen scene, right. We're desensitized to a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But to mid-America, this is still very fresh and raw. But as the seasons go on, and they will go on, because they will milk this gravy train forever.
Even if they have to cast Lady Bunny or some other older drag queen to like host it.
Absolutely. But what's going to end up happening is they will have to change it up from what you see now. And eventually they will cast an Ari Kiki.
Possibly.
They will. I guarantee it. I mean, 100% guarantee it. They're going to have to.
As the season was going, people were like, well, this season's really fishy. So next season's gonna be really campy. And I'm like, I can't, I would love to believe that, but I don't see it.
I don't see it either, but what I will say is that there will be at least one Ari Kiki in the future.
Mm.
And, I think it could be you. Yeah. I absolutely do.
Meh.
All I'll say is this, is that the 12-minute audition video that they have you submit,
like I saw,
is intense.
It's intense from what I heard. I heard it's a laundry list of things you have to do. It's a long, long, like, and you have to all squeeze it into, I think it's like 10 looks.
Yeah.
A celebrity look. You have to, again, like I said, jump through hoops to like even get considered.
Yeah.
And of course, as you said, they're scouting also. So like,
they scout, and I know for a fact there are some girls who are cast who never even sent in a video.
Right. It's just the lay of the land.
And that's when we go back to trying to manipulate the dice, Jumanji bullshit.
Good luck next season, girls.
So
don't fuck it up,
RuPaul. Again, cast me. So. Moving on from RuPaul's
After that Drag Race. Tangent.
After that tangent. By the way, they're just last quick note. This upcoming Monday, they're doing a recap episode on RuPaul's Drag Race on Logo, and then they're actually filming the crowning and the reunion on May 1st.
They're not no.
Yeah,
they're filming it.
They're filming it
at XL.
No, they're filming it in Los Angeles.
Oh, well, no, that doesn't make sense.
They haven't filmed the crowning yet. I promise you, they're filming it.
Because I know they said they're going to do the live crowning at XL.
Well, they're doing what they did last year, so they're going to film it on May 1st, and they're gonna film all three of them being crowned. So
right,
the audience
right. doesn't know.
Yeah, and then
I mean, Roxy, good luck.
Right. And then they're gonna air Witch One live.
Mm-hmm. Right, on May 6th.
On May 6th.
Now, I don't know if you saw that. So the crowning is happening at So-and-So Club in Midtown.
Right, well, that's the live crowning.
Well, no. So last year, it was a free event to go to. All you had to do was get tickets online. So I was like, maybe I'll humor the idea of going over there this year. I looked, and I went on their website, and they're like, yeah, just go to this website to get tickets. And I'm like, okay, so it's the same shit as last year. Girl, they are charging like $40 to get...
Yep.
$40 for you to go to see this. I was like,
Well, that's not Logo.
No, I know that's not Logo. That's the club. I hate that club. I really hate that club.
Who went on the tangent the other day?
I've done it. Keisha's done it.
It was Keisha Carr. Keisha Carr.
You pick a queen that's not getting paid by them, and we've all gone on tangents about that place.
Girl. Well, she was going off on the bartenders about
right.
how rude. And-
the, you know what? That place is... It's being held up with spit and gum somehow, because it's just really badly managed. I'm sorry to say it. I know girls who I'm friends with who work there, but like they just don't know how to treat their clientele. They don't know how...
Opening week, I was there. I was asked to show up in drag and do like a gala event there.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, why am I spacing on her name? Plastic surgery.
Amanda Lepore.
Amanda Lepore.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, she's fucking
categories. What's that game where you just
yeah, just plastic surgery. I'm happy you got that. That was incredible. Amanda Lepore, absolutely infamous all over the world, especially in gay nightlife.
Right.
Paved the way. She's incredible. Sweet as pie.
Very sweet. Don't let her looks deceive you. Like, a lot of people are
Absolutely.
Intimidated by her because of her looks.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
She's super sweet.
But Amanda Lepore, I was there that night, and she went over to the bartender, and she was just like, I'll have a vodka crayon, or whatever the fuck she said. And mm-hmm. the bartender was like, $13.
Oh, what?
And Amanda Lepore... Now, here's the thing. Like I said, Amanda Lepore is so sweet, but she basically...
But she's a name. She's a name. She's a fucking icon.
She kind of gave this look and was just like... Do you know who I am?
Right.
And, like, it didn't come out
she
of her mouth.
She pulled a Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, but it didn't come out of her mouth, but it was kind of like, without me, you guys wouldn't exist.
Right.
So she was just like, I'll be right back.
I'm sure she didn't bother.
Oh, she didn't even bother, but she better know. You, Brandon Voss knew about this shit.
I'm sure.
Immediately.
You don't do that.
You don't charge Amanda Lepore for drinks.
At all.
Get out of here.
Right.
Without Amanda Lepore, there would be no XL.
Right.
She was the gay 90s, okay?
She still is the gay nightlife.
Honey.
She's out every night of the week.
Every night.
Every night of the week. Yeah.
You will never see her unpainted.
Mm-hmm. Unpainted, actually.
What?
A friend of mine, oddly enough, stumbled across her at the garment district. She was buying something at a trim shop during the day. You know, she doesn't come out during the daytime.
Lies.
And snapped a photo of her. I'm going to show it to you after the show.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like seeing a rare creature. Amanda Lepore without makeup. She looks like an old bag lady. But you can tell because of the face, because she's painted for the gods.
If you guys do not know
who Amanda Lepore is, shame on you. But she beats for the gods, and she looks she covers a lot.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, rule of thumb is that if you've had any kind of plastic surgery, and I don't care if it's as small as a nose job, you need to wear makeup.
Right. She beats a lot, and so the photo you can see it's her face. But it doesn't look anything like what it looks like when it's painted. It doesn't look anything like what it looks like when
no.
it's painted.
No, absolutely not. Makeup goes a long way.
Hello.
Makeup goes a very long way. Well, that's it.
I'm laughing at my own beat. That's
so now that we've bashed XL Nightclub, there's one more topic on the board, and I'll go ahead and let you bring this up.
Oh, the Friends reunion.
The Friends reunion, girl.
What, you want me to talk about it?
Talk
so
about
the rumor
it.
Is that they're going to bring back Friends. It's been like, what, 10, 11 years? The rumor is that they're going to bring them all back, and they're going to film, I guess, an episode or a movie or whatever the rumor mill says in 2014. Now, this is a back and forth that they always do with every, like, iconic TV show. Sex and the City, they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to do a third movie, and then, like, one bitch is like, no, I'm not doing it. Same thing with Friends. I mean, some of them are, like, celebrities, and that's what I call them, because they're not film stars, they're not A-list stars. I'm sorry, Jennifer Aniston, and Courtney Cox, who are the only two who are kind of relevant out of the group at this point.
Well, let's go through them. Okay, so Courtney Cox.
Who's on a TV show, Cougar Town, I want to say.
Please.
That went, I think, to TBS.
TBS, bitch, please. Jennifer Aniston, who...
is just known for fucking around all of Hollywood.
The only good movie she ever did...
was The Good Girl?
No. Office Space.
You know what? I've actually never seen that. Yeah, gag on that.
I am. Trust me.
I know a lot about it, but I've never actually seen it.
That's the only good movie she's ever done. She needs to get out of romantic comedies. Her and Deborah Messing, they try to do the same thing. They try to get out of romantic comedies, and they just come off boring.
I can't stand her. Heidi Kegel?
Who?
What's her name?
From where?
From all the current... like, whatever job that Jennifer Aniston doesn't want, she takes...
Oh, okay.
Katherine Heigl?
Oh.
Is that her name?
You know, the other night, it was 4 in the morning, and I had a choice.
Your reaction to that was kind of epic.
I had a choice of watching a Katherine Heigl movie or an infomercial.
Infomercial.
And you know damn well I chose the infomercial, because I would rather slit my wrist than watch anything Katherine Heigl.
I mean, there's a reason it gets turned down by Jennifer Aniston. Even then, I don't want to watch it.
But anyway, so the point is that co-creator of Friends, Marta Kaufman, came out on the record and said, no, it's not happening. You know, Friends was iconic, it was relevant back in the day, because this is who they were. They didn't have a family, but now they all have a family. And if they were going to go on and, you know, do this show and just hang out all the time at Central Perk, they'd seem like really neglectful parents.
Well, as a co-creator, it's called imagination and writing. And maybe you want to come up with a different concept if you're going to revisit the characters and maybe not have them all living in the same space.
I would
just
absolutely.
Just a thought. I'm just saying.
And that's the thing. I would love nothing more if they did another 10 seasons of Friends.
Mm-hmm.
I would love nothing more than that. In the situations that they're at now. You know, with Monica and Chandler living out in Long Island or wherever the hell they live.
Right.
And Joey living in L.A.
Look at... I don't watch this show, so I may be getting my information wrong. But Glee, what's-her-face moved to New York, and then they threw the gay boy out there with her. But they're still following their story while still keeping with the people who are in the high school.
Exactly.
It's called writing. I'm not going to say good writing, because I don't know how well good Glee is. It's not Scandal. That's what I watch. I love that show. I'll plug it again.
You said Scandal.
I love... Girl, you haven't gotten into Scandal, clearly.
Uh-uh.
Scandal has me on... It's a fucking twist and turn. It's like Alias. Remember Alias back in the day with Jennifer Garner?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I remember the show. I never watched it.
You know what? It's one of those shows where, like, if you miss an episode, you're lost.
Oh.
But it's really good. I'm always like... what's gonna happen next? Look at Sex and the City, for example. They brought them back. Homegirls, Miranda's out in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Charlotte's not able to get knocked up and living in like Upper East Side. You know, like they develop, grow.
They develop and they grow the characters. But I think
make it a reunion. They're all meeting up because they haven't seen each other in a while. Some bitch is living in Texas. Another bitch is in Florida. Like, have them all travel in and have it like a Thanksgiving dinner. How about that?
Well, here's the real tea. Mm-hmm. Here's some bullshit that I would have not had. They were talking about if they did ever start it back up, that they would they wouldn't use the original characters. Not having it. I don't want it.
I get what you're saying, but then you wouldn't. Why would you call it Friends?
I don't want it.
Then you call it Happy Endings on ABC.
I don't want it.
It's a different show.
I don't want it. That's all I'm saying. Like I told the Chinese delivery man last night who fucked up my order. I don't want it.
I'm sorry. Sorry not sorry.
I
love that one.
Yeah, I did too. That's one of my favorites. Sorry, not sorry. Anyways, that's that. Friends tried a spinoff, and it was Joey, and it failed.
That was a huge fail.
That really was. But 75% of spinoffs fail.
True. What was it? Rhoda succeeded, I want to say.
Rhoda succeeded. Frasier succeeded.
Right, you have to think about it, because it's not a win. Almost never. What's it called? I'm reading her book now. Penny Marshall's got a memoir.
Oh, Laverne and Shirley.
Right, which was a spinoff, I think, from Happy Days.
You're right, it was. So was Joanie and Chachi.
Right. I mean, I don't think that lasted very long.
It did. It lasted like 2 or 3 seasons. Not even.
So, I mean, it's a very rare chance when you do a spinoff.
The stars have to align.
Right.
Which is why...
You talked more of me.
What?
Yeah, that's why you talked to more of me about
the stars. Yeah, because
the
stars. The stars.
From last week.
Exactly.
For those of you who did not follow last week's episode.
You can always go back and get it on iTunes.
For free.
For free. which is why the new Sex in the City, the pre-years.
Oh, the Carrie Diaries.
Oh, not gonna
last. I didn't even bother watching. No, it's canceled, I think.
Already?
I want to say it's canceled. It didn't make it past the first season.
Yeah, it shouldn't.
It's like, girl, if she's not getting knocked up, no one wants to see it.
Nobody wants to see this bullshit.
No.
I couldn't help but wonder, the first time I ever got my period, which tampon should I use?
What I would kind of humor is casting it with drag queens. Because I could, I don't, this bitch lives the fantasy, and I love it for it. Flip Kiki.
That would be brilliant. I'd watch it.
Like, Flip Kiki's, girl.
I'd watch it.
Done. Who will we cast?
Okay.
I'm saying Flip Kiki for Carrie just because she lives that fantasy so hard.
Okay, Frosty for Miranda. No, Frosty, I'm sorry, for Samantha.
You?
Yep.
Girl.
Did you not listen to my big baggage last week?
With your stuffed animal?
No, my stuffed animal was my small baggage. My big baggage was I don't know half the people I've slept with.
Well, that's everyone in New York.
Well.
You ain't special.
All right, so, okay. Fine, bitch. If we're excluding you and I, we can't be cast in this show. Flip Kiki for Carrie.
Who's a prude? Who would be Charlotte?
Kitten with whip.
Mm-mm-mm.
She's a prude.
I almost want to say Honey LeBronx.
No, she's a whore.
That's true, you're right. Oh. Let's skip that for a second.
Okay.
I know we all want to think who's Samantha, but what about, who am I missing? Charlotte?
You're missing Miranda.
Miranda.
The redhead with the baby. The lesbian.
Huh. She's not a lesbian. She's a lesbian in real life, sorry.
She's a lesbian in real life, not on the show.
Who could be Miranda?
God, this is a...
I'll give it to Vicky Villanesse. No?
No. I don't know. I think this is something we're going to have to revisit.
Yeah. Because I could also, now that I think about it, I could see Gisela as Carrie.
Gisela, yeah, absolutely.
That's another one that lives the fantasy.
Girl, these are all drag queens, by the way. If you go on Coffee with Queens, I'm sure you could find one of our posting.
One of the shout-outs to one of these girls.
One of the shout-outs to the girls, and you can follow them. Maybe you can choose which one. But
maybe you do a vote.
Maybe you do a vote. Maybe you can
maybe you
vote on Instagram on Adam for Adam. you can vote at one of these places. Okay, that's shenanigans.
Just for a few hours.
Jesus Christ. Ari Kiki, I want to thank you so much for being on Coffee with Queens today.
Thank you for having me. I logged into Grindr when the show started. I want to see what the trade is out here in Queens because they love their drag queens and trannies out here. So I'm sure I'm logged in as Ari Kiki, so I can only imagine what I've been hit up with while we've been recording.
Well, you have Asia Town over here and you got Latino Town over there.
Right.
So that's all you have. Asians
World of Wonder everywhere.
World of Wonder.
I used to live out here in Queens. I used to live in MassPef. I lived out here for 2 years.
So then you know about the good deals I get on shoes.
Yeah. Perfect. Hello. And they have the big sizes out here for several reasons.
You know what? It's actually kind of early. I might actually, when I walk you to the train, I might go shoe shopping.
You want to go shopping?
Yeah, let's go shopping, girl.
Let's go shopping, girl.
Let's go see some shoes.
Yeah, I don't have to be anywhere until 7.
Work. All right. Thank you so much for being with us today.
It was lots of fun.
And you can check out Ari Kiki on Facebook.
Just type in A-R-I-K-I-K-I-M, the one and only. You'll probably get my boy page because Facebook shut me down once I started posting bareback videos.
Oh, you dirty, dirty whore.
It's a look.
What are you going to do? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to Coffee with Queens. Please recommend us. Please, if you could, make a very nice comment on our iTunes page and be sure to subscribe if you're not listening to it on iTunes. And remember, above everything else, #sorrynotsorry. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
If nobody's told you they love you today,
it's because you're an asshole.
Bye.
Ow.
some.